Well, great. I guess this is Thursday morning, isn't it, beloved? It is great to be with you today. We are in Isaiah chapter 7. And let me see here. King Ahaz has ruled Judah, the southern kingdom, from 735 to 715 B.C., and King Pekah ruled the northern kingdom of Israel from 752 to 732 B.C. That's, 20 years. And then between 735 and 732, Israel and Syria invaded Judah. And at first, Pekah and King Rezin of Syria tried to force Ahaz to join them in battle against Assyria. And when Ahaz didn't cooperate, then King Pekah and King Rezin tried to replace him with somebody else who would be, more accepting of their plans to go out and fight Assyria. So we've got all this patent place behind the scenes drama going on here. Now, during this time, the prophet Isaiah tells Ahaz that the Lord will give him a sign to indicate that God will be with Judah, that there will be no need for Judah to seek an alliance with Assyria. And against Isaiah's advice, Ahaz turns to Assyria for help. But eventually, Assyria invades Judah. Today's reading concludes with a description of the Assyrian threat of invasion. And again, I wish these were just Old Testament lessons that people learned, but these are lessons that we're still learning today. You lean on your own understanding, you reject the counsel of God, and it doesn't matter how good the world looks, it's always going to come back and ultimately bring your defeat. Beloved, just trust in God. Just trust in God. Well, let's go ahead and begin Isaiah chapter 7, verse 1. When King Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the grandson of Uzziah, ruled Judah, war broke out. Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, attacked Jerusalem, but they were unable to capture it. When word reached the king of Judah that the armies of Syria were already in the territory of Israel, he and all his people were so terrified that they trembled like trees shaking in the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, "Take your son, Shear-Jashub, and go to meet King Ahaz. You will find him on the road where the cloth makers work at the end of the ditch that brings water from the upper pool. Tell him to keep alert, stay calm, and not to be frightened or disturbed. The anger of King Rezin and his Syrians and of King Pekah is no more dangerous than the smoke from two smoldering sticks of wood. Syria, together with Israel and its king, has made a plot. They intend to invade Judah, terrify the people into joining their side, and then put Tebes' son on the throne. But I, the Lord, declare that this will never happen. Why? Because Syria is no stronger than Damascus, its capital city, and Damascus is no stronger than King Rezin. As for Israel, within 65 years, it too will be shattered, too shattered to survive as a nation. Israel is no stronger than Samaria, its capital city, and Samaria is no stronger than King Pekah, and if your faith is not enduring, you will not endure." So the Lord sent another message to Ahaz. "Ask the Lord your God to give you a sign. It can be from deep in the world of the dead or from high in heaven." And Ahaz answered, "I will not seek for a sign. I refuse to put the Lord to the test." So Isaiah replied, "Listen now, descendants of King David. It's bad enough for you to wear out the patience of people. Do you have to wear out God's patience also? Well then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel. And by the time he is old enough to make his own decisions, people will be drinking milk and eating honey. Even before that time comes, the lands of those two kings who terrify you will be deserted. The Lord is going to bring on you, on your people, and on the whole royal family, days of trouble worse than have come since the kingdom of Israel separated from Judah. He is going to bring the king of Assyria. When that time comes, the Lord will whistle as a signal for the Egyptians to come like flies from the farthest branches of the Nile, and for the Assyrians to come from their land like bees, and they will swarm in the rugged valleys and in the caves and the rocks, and they will cover every thorn bush and every pasture. And when that time comes, the Lord will hire a barber from across the Euphrates, the emperor of Assyria, and he will shave off your beards and the hair on your heads and on your bodies. And when that time comes, even if a farmer has been able to save only one cow and two goats, they will give so much milk that he will have all he needs. Yes, the few survivors left in the land will have milk and honey to eat. When that time comes, the fine vineyards, each with 1,000 vines and each worth 1,000 pieces of silver, will be overgrown with thorn bushes and briars. People will go hunting there with bows and arrows. Yes, the whole country will be full of briars and thorn bushes. All the hills where crops were once planted will be so overgrown with thorns that no one will go there. It will be a place where cattle and sheep graze. And today's key verse is Isaiah 7:14. The Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel. The name Emmanuel in Hebrew, beloved, means God with us. The birth of the child Emmanuel at the time of Isaiah and King Ahaz was a sign to indicate that King Pekah and Rezin would be unsuccessful in their attack of Judah. Why did Ahaz fail to trust in God and give heed to Isaiah's advice? And then look at the consequences that were foretold, that the land would be overrun and the best fields that had been so prosperous would be completely overgrown with briars. Ah, if the king had only listened to God's man. Let's pray. Emmanuel, God with us. You are indeed God with us. In you, Lord God, I place my trust and hope. Order my steps this day and guide me in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, where a future king is described. Until then, beloved, be blessed. Keep looking up. Expect blessings around every corner. That's my prayer for you.